Hello, and welcome to a special program on the Heritage Radio Network. My name is Jack Inslee. I'm the executive producer of the network, and myself and producer Dan Bryandell, we were both lucky enough to attend the TechServe e-waste event, which was on July 10th over at their store on 119 West 23rd. And I'm telling you guys, this event was really cool. I've never seen so many old electronics stacked up on top of each other. I mean, it was like going through a vintage catalog of what used to be fresh and what used to be hot. And it was tempting. I mean, I kind of wanted to walk away with some of that stuff. But the point there, the point of the whole event was to recycle this stuff. And it was really great to see such a huge turnout there. And it was a rainy day, and it was still packed out. There were trucks and trucks and trucks full of old electronics. So since 2007, TechServe and the Lower East Side Ecology Center teamed up to host this free-of-charge event. And it's great because there's really no other e-waste drop-off program in New York City. But there has been a new law passed by New York State Legislature, and beginning April 1st, 2011, electronics manufacturers will be obligated to offer take-back programs of their own. So hopefully this motivates them to make products with, you know, better, more recyclable materials. Sustainability is the name of the game. Anyway, all that being said, I want to cut to this exclusive interview that our producer Dan Bryandell got with Christine Datz Romero. A little bit about Christine. She's the co-founder and executive director of the Lower East Side Ecology Center and a longtime resident of the neighborhood. And, you know, she has shown her environmental activism in countless ways through the compost collection program. She really introduced the idea of composting to many, many New Yorkers, and also through her innovative electronics waste recycling program. Her passion for green space makes her an advocate for community involvement in all public open space. She's got a Bachelor of Arts from Queens College and done graduate work at the New School for Nonprofit Management. She's a member of New York City's environmental community for more than two decades, and she currently serves on the board at 6th Street and Avenue B Garden. She's a public member of the Waterfront Committee of Community Board 3 and past chair of the Manhattan Solid Waste Advisory Board. With no further introduction, here is Dan's exclusive interview with Christine.
I'm here with Christine Datz Romero, and we are at the TechServe Electronics Recycling Drive. And I wonder if you could just tell me a little bit of what's going on here. Piles of electronics. Where are all these going? What is going on here?
All right. Well, this is actually our seventh event that we're doing with TechServe, and it seems each year it's getting a little bit busier. So what's going on here is basically we're really inviting people to come down and drop off their electronics today. And TechServe usually advertises this very well, and they also have a raffle associated with it to really create an incentive for people to do the right thing.
And the raffle, what would the prize be for that raffle?
It's a mini Mac this time around, which is pretty exciting. And then also people can get a coupon, $25 coupon towards their next purchases in the store.
And that's just for recycling? Just for bringing
for doing the right thing, recycling your old technology gear. And it's just a very important thing to do because electronics just have a tremendous amount of toxins in them. Anything from lead, like an old CRT monitor, you know, the old clunky monitors, they have 4 to 6 pounds of lead in the glass to protect us from the radiation. And so that if you throw that in the trash, it just ends up either in a landfill or it gets incinerated, which is really not a good scenario for...
Just gets into the air, gets into the water. So now, with that being said, where are these trucks going? Where is all this stuff going?
We work with a socially and environmentally responsible recycler called WeRecycle. They're up in Mount Vernon, and they have actually gotten their e-stewardship certificate just recently. So the Basel Network, who is really like, I think, very involved in like educating people about what's wrong with electronic waste recycling, has created a program now where they really working with responsible recyclers, and in order to really certify that, there is a program now called eStewards, and people that have an eSteward certification are it is guaranteed that they don't landfill, that they don't incinerate, and they also don't export any electronic waste into third world countries.
So now, are these components going to be reused in new electronics or just disposed of properly?
They are disposed of properly or recycled. So what that means is the facility in Mount Vernon has a gigantic shredder. So the materials get shredded. And then there is an optical sorting process behind the shredder. And then that optical sorting can really sort everything out into commodities. So there would be like scrap metal. There would be, plastic goes into another bin, and then all of these commodities are really remarketed and made into new things.
All right, well, how do you feel about the turnout today? Are you seeing a lot of electronics being recycled?
Yeah, no, we already filled our first truck, and we are getting close to filling our second one, so we are really on par for, you know, another event that probably will collect 20 tons of electronics in a day, which is really excellent. So TechSurf has been just like a wonderful partner, and we have more events coming up. Actually, in July we have more events next weekend.
With TechSurf?
Not with TechSurf, but at other locations. But we're kicking off our five recycling event spree for July here at TechSurf. But usually TechSurf is really our biggest event where we have the most people attending. And next weekend we are going to be up in Inwood in front of a community garden, Ring Garden, on Riverside Drive between Seaman and Broadway. And then next Sunday, which is I think the 18th of July, we're going to be in Stuyvesant Town, 14th Street Loop, which you enter on Avenue A. And then the weekend after that, we are going to be the 24th and the 25th, we're going to be on Essex Street between Grand and Hester. And then the last event we're going to do in Carroll Gardens in Brooklyn on Smith Street between President and Union, just off Carroll Park by the F-stop. And all events run from 10 to 4, rain or shine, heat or, you know, snow. We deal with all of it. We have recycled here in front of TechSurf in this in a snowstorm.
So. I was actually a little bit concerned today about the rain, but I guess it's looking good. It's actually a beautiful day today.
Yeah, it's not too bad. It's a little humid, of course, to really do physical work, but we're dealing with it. We're drinking a lot of water.
Yeah.
People just want to find out about other programs we also do. We have a website. It's LES. ecologycenter.org.
All right. Yeah, I've actually read some of the work that you've done on composting, which is pretty, it doesn't really tie into this, but very interesting stuff.
Well, you know, it's sort of the same concept, because what we really try to do is offer recycling programs that the city, you know, in areas the city hasn't really addressed yet. So composting, we have a 20-year-old program collecting kitchen scraps from people and turning it into compost. And that's like really figuratively making the city more green, you know, because the compost you can use on a street tree or in a garden, you know, and really, so that's a wonderful thing. And then, you know, of course, e-waste recycling, which is a program we started in 2003, is another one where there's just not enough programs out there for people. And we're really trying to, like, sort of, we're pushing the envelope and trying to really create these programs.
What do you think, I mean, why do you think that the city doesn't have the infrastructure to handle this sort of thing? I mean, we obviously have this much electronic waste going on. You know, where would the city have us throw it if it weren't for people like you taking care of it?
Well, yeah, we are just, of course, like, for example, for electronic waste, we have 25,000 tons of electronic waste that are getting tossed here every year.
Just left on the street sometimes.
In New York City, just in the residential trash. So we just have tremendous amounts of this material. But electronic waste recycling is also something that's very expensive, and it's also logistically hard to create programs to have people really bring materials. But the good news is that New York State has actually passed an e-waste recycling law now. So by April 1st of 2011, manufacturers are responsible for offering free recycling programs here in New York City, actually in New York State.
The computer manufacturers would have to then pay for them. Wow.
And I think that's a really good concept, to really make manufacturers responsible for the end of life of their products, because they are very toxic. And
like you were just saying, I mean, you know, when something has that much lead in it, for them to just put it in a household and then forget about it, I mean, that's irresponsible.
Yeah.
Really, and we forget that.
And so, you know, then through this legislation and the extended producer responsibility, that's sort of the concept behind it. What is really accomplished is that manufacturers have an incentive now to design products that are less toxic. And I think that's a win-win for everyone, because less toxicity means it's easier to recycle, cheaper to recycle. It also means we don't have to dig toxic materials out of the earth, or we don't have to, you know, handle them, you know, in the recycling process. So I think that's a good outcome in terms of a policy, you know, perspective. And so we have that on the books now, and next year we really, you know, ramping up to comply with that law.
All right. Well, now, does that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be the end of the TechServe?
Oh, no.
Okay,
By no means. TechServe events, we actually schedule them every quarter. So, you know, this is July 10th, and you can look forward to the next event in October. You got it. Second Saturday of October, there will be another TechServe e-waste madness event.
It's unfortunate we're on the radio, but there are just these piles upon piles of electronics from, I mean, there's a pink TV over there that must be from, I don't know, 1980 or something. Who knows what's in that thing?
Yeah, and then also the shrink wrap, because of course everything needs to be, you know, transported. So, you know, everything is sort of shrink wrapped, and it looks very, I don't know what to call it. Would you say glamorous, all these printers being shrink wrapped? It looks interesting.
I mean, I'm a lover of electronics, so it's a powerful thing to me, but it almost looks, it looks like they're killing robots here. I mean, it sort of does. It's a little bit bizarre. Well, thank you so much.
All right.
It's a powerful event.
Thank you.
Thank you for doing it for the city, for the rest of us. It's awesome.
All right. Our pleasure.
And have a good one.
Thanks.
That's it, guys. Thanks so much for listening. You heard it. Second week in October will be the next TechServe e-waste event. So if you missed this one, get all your stuff, put it in a box. Let's recycle it properly, looking towards a more sustainable future. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time. Bye.